What are you singing? Magic sofa?
Please move. Magic sofa. Please move. They're recording me.
Right, Tesco truck, any ideas where we're looking?
No idea.
Tesco truck.
I don't even know where it used to be, but then we changed boxes.
Oh, we're always changing boxes, aren't we? Right, how about this drawer?
Yep.
Is that the very one?
Yeah, but I need to put this.
You need the cap, don't you?
Yeah, I'm right. I'm driving Tesco truck without the cap.
No, I haven't got, you've got the Tesco tanker there, and this hasn't got a cab either.
Oh, there's the tank. Yeah. Any other, please? Hey! Thank you, Mum! That was their wheel!
Oh, right, what's this? That's the green lorry?
Yeah, it was stuck on there. Mm. Thank you, Mum. I'm a safe place, so I don't use it.
Oh, the easiest thing is just to get the box out with the green truck. Put it. What's a bat?
Yeah.
There we are.
Thank you. Mummy, look at the tanker. Bang, bang, tank. Tank.
Nice.
Oh, snap. Can you snap? Scan you.
Can they both scan you?
Yeah.
We'll have to look at that when we're going on the motorway next. To see if Tesco lorries really are scanners. This
wheel
doesn't seem to go on quite so well. Does it need screwing on?
Or needs to be hit.
Hit?
Like a big hammer needs to hit it like Davis. Oh, I'm surrounded by trucks, help me!
Well, you're surrounded by trucks and I might have to go to Jigsaw while you're doing that.
I don't know, please don't.
Please don't? Well, no, I'd like to go have a go at one.
Okay, but I'm not helping them.
Well, you might do. Right.
This rock catch round.
Yes, oh. We can do if they fit. I think we should do, shouldn't they?
This is the tank, the cap for that.
Right.
Can I see if it does? It does. It does.
Jolly good. Right, and I've just popped a blob of blue tack on that wheel, Thomas. It seems to work all right. Let's just try this.
Good.
You really learning something, Laurie. Right, do you want that left out then?
Yes, please.
All right. Okay. Well, if you're playing with trucks, I'll have a go at this jigsaw.
The fire engine jigsaw.
Well, I might do the fire engine one. Would you help me do the fire engine one?
I will.
We've got a disaster. The battery's running out on the microphone. Just hold the light.
Blue.
I love.
Purdy, you.
I love you. Well, yeah, I think it's well, I love you. So I thought that's what you're going to say. You look at mine. Blue. Well, that's silly. I just walked all the way upstairs. To get a battery.
And the
battery's downstairs because.
I usually do that. I say, oh, I want the trolley to work upstairs. Don't need it.
Don't you? Mm. Oh, that's even less, isn't it? Well, the microphone battery went on the other microphone. And I should really have changed them both at the same time, but I didn't. I only changed the one that ran out. And now this one's run out. Right, fitted and working. Pretending to be now.
You can see what I'm doing.
You're lying on the floor with some trucks, but I don't know what you are.
What did I say?
Thomas, don't cheat.
Tesco driver.
Well,
Well, yeah. A Tesco driver, yes, but you could be the man repairing the Tesco lorry. You could be, I don't know.
This is the station.
If you're a Tesco petrol tanker driver, then all you do is fill it with petrol and go to the petrol stations at Tesco. If you drive one of those big lorries, you've probably got all sorts of nice things in the back, and you have to go to the supermarkets and deliver everything. What do you think you are?
Both.
You both. You'd be a very busy man then.
Probably. I usually drive them at the same time.
Do you? You're a superman then in that case.
Because the food's delivered in the morning, petrol's delivered in the night.
Oh, is it? Oh, I didn't know that.
Reversing in shed.
Oh, that's a good little shed.
Men out of the way.
What were you saying? Move out of the way.
Men out of the way.
Sorry, what were you saying?
Men out of the way because the ladies work in the shop, the men work outside and loading.
How do they?
Hello, boys! Oh, hi! Beep! Hi, boys! Oh, yeah!
He's Roy the Builder.
No. Roy the Early Learning Bus.
Roy the Early Learning Bus.
Early Learning, look at me.
Well, I'm doing this jigsaw for Marks and Spencer's.
You like Marks and Spencer, don't you, darling?
I do, yes.
But I'm very sad there's going to be a Marks and Spencer's in there where it should be.
Oh, dear. Why? Because you think one will always be there?
We'll always go to the sweet shop. The bad thing is, we need to stay in the women's things. Record me now, please.
Is that what Nana makes you do? You don't have to put women's things in Marks and Spencer's?
There's another space for the petrol tank.
Well, I think this is a busy road that I'm making. This jigsaw has 10 big cardboard cutouts of vehicles.
Well, is it quiet because I might bang?
Well,
the fire brigade.
Oh dear, I thought the fire brigade would be involved somewhere. And each of these vehicles, taxis, fire engines, buses.
I told you I need the fire brigade.
Yes. They each have a number on them, don't they? And the number, say this one on the fire engine, number 9.
10.
How many firemen are in the fire engine?
9.
How many people are on the bus?
10.
Very good.
Ready to go to work. Look, blue.
It's a nice blue, that Tesco lorry. Yeah. Is that the one that Uncle David bought you?
Yes, but not the same cab. The cab.
Oh, you swapped the cabs, have you? Ah, that's why it looks very blue. Yes, it doesn't really look like the Tesco lorry you see on the road, does it?
It doesn't really fit like
this. Does it not fit properly?
No, but it looks strange.
Well, it doesn't look strange. I just thought it looked a beautiful blue lorry, but of course that's the difference, because usually the cabs are white, aren't they?
But I want it to be blue.
That's fine. That's okay.
It's fine by you.
It's fine by me. Right.
I damn the bus driver, beep!
You know what we could do one day with these as well? We could actually draw around them, use them as stencils, and then colour them in.
Yeah.
Beep! Hi! Oh, bye! Hi, bye!
They're looking into a test use.
Is that the supermarket?
Mm. And then we need to go to, you know, my workbench under there, that's the big Tesco near the Wacky Warehouse.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Ready to open the doors.
Okay.
Well, I can't get the doors open.
What nice things have you got in the Tesco truck, Thomas?
This truck delivers donuts and crisps stuff.
Donuts and crisps?
Yeah.
Mmm.
And sultanas.
Sultanas.
Coke.
Brandy. Brandy?
Coke.
Oh, brandy and Coke, who have you heard?
And beer. and lager.
Who do you know that drinks brandy and coke?
David.
David, I don't think so.
He drives with his high heels on.
Don't be silly.
One, two, three. Driving the truck. With his high heels on. He's David. Driving the truck.
This is a record we heard on the radio one evening, isn't it, coming home?
Driving the truck.
Oh, the wheels bent, Nick. Oh, the wheels dropped off, sweetheart.
No, but it collapsed.
It was a record about a man driving
Are
his
you
truck.
Recording?
With his, no.
Good.
A man driving his truck with his high heels on, wasn't he?
Where's the foot? Oh, yeah.
Driving my truck with my high heels on. I bet you can't really drive a truck with your high heels because of all the pedals. You've got to work your feet on the pedals. And I don't think many lorry drivers wear high heels.
Lady drivers.
Well, lady drivers I still don't think would wear really high heels when they were driving trucks, Thomas.
Because then they'll get stuck and when it's red they'll go through.
That's right. Well, it's hard to drive in high heels, which is why when Mummy drives, I've got some flat, scruffy shoes that I have in the car. Because apart from it being hard to put the pedals down, you ruin all the back of your heels on the bottom of the car when you're putting the pedals down. And apart from that, whether it's a man or a lady, if they're driving trucks. So you were going to Tesco and you had all those huge trolleys to push in full of boxes
that
you've unloaded from your wagon. You wouldn't like to trip around in high heels like I do, would you?
You'd like to go, like, this is a big heavy box.
You would, you'd fall over and break your ankle, wouldn't you?
Or break your head.
Would you?
Okay. If the trolley fell on your head.
If the trolley fell on your head, yes.
All the boxes. Night time, so the tank is coming out.
And it could be slippery, really, couldn't it? Thomas, where's vehicle number 4? Ah, it's the police car. How many police people are in the car?
4, 5, 6, 9, 6, 9, 7. Mummy.
4.
Kiss the bride.
Oh, is that, you're thinking that's a limousine? Well, it is a limousine, isn't it? But it's a black car rather than... rather than a nice white wedding car. Is that what you're saying, kiss the bride?
Mummy, it's not time for Tesco. Oh, it's nearly midnight. Oh, it's midnight.
Is it?
Time to put the petrol in. I do it at midnight so they can do it when no cars are here. So then in the morning, there'll be petrol waiting.
That's right.
And in the night, there'll be no petrol.
Well, I think people driving through the night still need petrol, but I quite agree, there's going to be far more people at the petrol station during the day, aren't there?
Yeah, put some petrol in that one.
Right, and I've made this jigsaw look on the floor.
Going back to the station because it's morning.
Is it? Oh, wow, I keep losing the vehicle's off this track. We've had this a long time now.
Beep.
Ah, that's what's missing.
Beep.
What sort of car do you think that is, Thomas?
That's Ford Fiesta. It's big. Like Marcus's.
Oh, yeah.
Marcus's car.
Yeah, I don't think that's Ford Fiesta. It's like a Ford Galaxy, a people carrier type thing.
That looks like your bus destroying you. Same hair.
That looks like Sister Eileen, same hair. Do you think so? All right, should we put eyes?
Oh, look,
Marcus, where's your nice hat? I nearly burnt.
Thomas, you're talking in a funny way. Right.
Yeah, because I'm using my funny balls.
You're using your funny balls? You know what I can see in this bit of jigsaw?
Yeah, traffic
lights. Well, apart from traffic lights. Teeth marks. Somebody, you must have been chewing on this.
Not a baby.
When you're a baby?
No, not when I was a baby, because you usually put them in my mouth and they've got too much things in my hands.
No, since I don't think it was when you were a baby, because we didn't have this one.
Couldn't play.
No, that's a Halloween one.
Is it?
No, because you keep it
some
blue tack. Keep some blue tack on the carpet and it gets drawn in and it makes a real mess.
Will record me now.
No, I'm not recording.
Then go. Amen!
Shh! I'm not recording them when you're making lots of noise like that. Nobody wants to listen to them.
And they do.
And they do.
Do.
You think you're really silly?
I do not. Bye!
Is this the road then? What have we got in it? A car, a van, another car, police car, taxi, people carrier, limousine, minibus,
boom, boom, boom.
Fire engine,
now look, boom, boom, boom.
And bus. What? Oh, post van, number two. You think that looks like a post van? It's a red van, isn't it? Which is your favourite?
The fire, police.
The police car?
No, actually, both.
The fire, fire engine's number?
I like 9 and 4.
9 and 4, good boy.
Oh, Mummy, look. Hogwarts Express is on 9 3/4.
Pardon?
Hogwarts Express is on 9 3/4.
3/4. 3 and 4. Did you know that was 3/4?
3 and 4.
Have you learnt that, Thomas?
Yes.
A 3 at the top with a line and a 4 at the bottom is 3/4.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very clever. And do you know what a half is?
2 minutes off 1.
2 minutes off 1. Do you know what a half looks like if you're writing a half down?
Can I put the white card back on here?
You can do.
No. What would you like it to be like?
Well, it's nice as it is for a change, but if it runs better with the proper cab on, then I'd pop the old cab on.
Because that truck, look, it's just heading into there.
Yes.
If I had that on, it'll be up to there.
Would it?
Yes.
Do you know what that Tesco tanker says?
Tesco? Something, something.
Tesco, why pay more? Why
pay
more? And there's a question mark at the end of the word more.
Chick.
Because it's asking a question, why pay more?
Chick. More chick.
More chick. What do you mean?
More jig.
More jig. Silly jig.
Oh,
watch Thomas, watch this. I was asking you before, do you know how a half's written down?
Yeah. Then it's just line and then that's what it is.
A one, a line, and what's under the line?
A picture of me being noisy.
A number two.
Oh, a two. Poo.
Well, actually, we can have an apple at lunch and you can cut it up.
Could I? Mm.
If you're very, very, very
happy. You sat on the dock.
I've not sat on the
dock. You have. Look under here. I can feel it.
The duck's behind me. Right. That's an apple.
Oh, no. Can I do something to the apple? I need to do something.
That's cutting it in half.
I need to do something.
Oh, you're drawing a nice leaf on the top. That's nice.
My Tesco truck is carrying apples.
Mm-hmm.
And apple flavoured donuts, chocolate donuts, and strawberry donuts, and new donuts that have just been made in the century. One century? There's raspberry donuts. Mm. Lemon donuts.
I've never had lemon donuts.
No, because I said it's new.
Oh, right. Not new for the millennium.
Yeah.
Millennium.
And
can you say millennium yet?
Millennium.
Good boy.
And there's Commonwealth Game pictures.
Are there?
Commonwealth Game cakes.
Right.
And some, that's the different flavoured... donuts, and there's...
You said there were apple donuts.
Yeah. Strawberry. No, no. Let's see. Blueberry.
Blueberry?
Blueberry pie, yum yum. Do you remember that book?
Yeah, and orange.
Orange donuts, not have those either.
Many black donuts.
Many black donuts. Right, that's a half. If I cut it into four,
Mummy.
It's cut into quarters.
Mummy!
That's a quarter.
Mummy!
Yes?
I'm going to do a leaf.
Just a minute. Right.
I do the leaves.
And if we have that one, and that one, three of those, that's called three.
No, can I just...
You can do whatever you like, darling. Just show me which one.
It's
one's
a scribble on it.
Well, you always scribble. Which one's the quarter?
I do not. I don't scribble on my homework.
Which one's a quarter? Which one says a quarter, Thomas?
That one.
No. No, one quarter.
That one?
No. Yes. Which one's a half? And which one's three quarters? That's right. So it's just the one quarter you got muddled up with. Wasn't it?
Yeah. That's got a big leaf.
That's beautiful. Are you going to rip that out and draw me something else?
Oh, yeah.
This is the picture, sorry, the mega sketcher, isn't it? You just erased the picture, that's what the noise was.
Yes. Does that look like a face?
Well, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, it's a bit oval. Yeah. It's all right, it depends whose face it is. Could be a really big smiley face. You'd get a huge, wide smile on that, wouldn't you?
But I need someone else on it.
Do you? Well, have a look at...
It's not going to be me. It's going to be a picture of you and your favourite little meow.
Oh, right, okay. You draw that. That's nice.
Your hair's going to be messy.
Oh, well, my hair's always messy. Good. Nothing wrong there. When you have a look at this jigsaw, Thomas, and all the people that are on jigsaw, then they've all got different sorts of hair. I've also got hats. Look at the people on the bus. At the top, we've got that elderly lady knitting with her
hat
on.
That looks like you.
Oh, I don't sit and knit.
Oh, it looks like that person at work.
Mary.
Yeah. Mary.
And then we've got the
lady. That looks like Nina.
Yeah, then we've got the lady with the headscarf.
That's Grandad.
Is it? That looks like the Queen, because Queen often wears a head square, headscarf. And look at that man. Oh, he's got a bobble hat. What's he doing? Do you think he's going to next you?
Look.
Oh, no, what is it? Oh, is it? I can't say it.
Like this.
I was just about to say, is he asleep? I was trying to say, is he asleep and is he snoring? And I went,
boring.
And what's the secret hats are the people on the fire engine wearing?
Helmets.
Right. And what about the people carrier? I think the people carrier's got people either going to a football match or going camp.
Going to... Not the seaside.
Dress.
Silly.
Going to where? Going silly.
Going.
Were you thinking of skiing?
No. The North Pole.
Going to the North Pole. Well, certainly they're dressed for winter. They've all got woolly hats on and look like they've got coats. What about the limousine? Oh, there's one person with a hat in the limousine. Number 7. You're too busy drawing now. Well, that's the chauffeur of the car. He's got a cap. The people carrier, number 6, I can't see any hats. Number 5, the taxi driver's wearing a cap. Number 4, it's police people, so what are they wearing?
Caps and helmets.
That's right. Number 3 is a car. Looks like a mummy driving her children to school. They've no hats. Number 2 is
mummy,
a red velvet.
Does that look like me?
It looks beautiful. You look like you've got a banana for your mouth. It's such a big smile.
It's not my mouth. Your mouth.
Is it? Oh, I thought you said, did it look like you? Number 2 is a red van, and you said it looked like a postman, and it's quite
a
true.
A bum bum bum.
A bum bum bum. Postman pat.
Bum bum bum. Purdy's butt.
Hey.
Hey.
He's...
Hey in a haystack.
Both of those men have hats. What caps on? And number 1's a man on his own in a car. He's no hat. And the traffic lights haven't got hats, have they?
That would be silly.
Pardon?
That would be silly.
That would be silly, wouldn't it? The thing is, though, the lights are in a cover, aren't they? So the traffic lights are sort of a cover for the bulbs. That's a nice picture, Tom.
You've got very short legs.
I've got very short legs. That's a nice picture. I like that. My nose seems to be right between my eyes. That's the only thing.
I forgot something on my silly boy. Glasses.
Oh, glasses, yes.
Excuse me, snotty nose.
Thomas.
Are going through?
I don't have a snotty nose.
Yeah, you don't.
Not at the moment.
Well, when you're a big old lady, you are.
Well, I'm not a big old lady, so that's all right. Not yet, anyway.
Do they look like glasses?
Well, yes. It doesn't really look like me now, though.
Just got... hey,
My hair just seems to be stuck on top on that picture, Thomas.
It always is.
Well, not now. I've just brushed it, thank you very much.
You got potato head.
Alright.
Yeah, it looks like one. Now I'm doing Birdie. Let's do me and Dad.
You can do got a nice family picture, yes, you can do. Shall I start doing that fire engine video? Not video.
What's a video?
I meant this.
What's this?
This. Fire engine jigsaw. Like it.
If I kiss it.
Oh, two firemen in that one. This is a huge. You carry on with your picture and we'll do this in a minute. I'm cold now, I've changed seats. It was warm sitting there.
That looked like Perry.
Not really, Tom.
Well, it is going to be Perry.
Oh, that's nice.
Four
nice.
Legs.
Four legs, that's right, yes.
It's like an octopus.
Yeah, I was just about to say it was like a head with four legs. It was a messy hair.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Perry the octopus.
Perry Murdy. Alan Murdoch Murds.
Oh, that looks more like a pussycat now, yeah. Maybe get the big fluffy tail. Oh, that's lovely.
How do you spell Purdy?
Purr. Or? What do you think's next?
Duh.
No, ruh. Then it's...
Sir?
No, you said it a few minutes ago.
Duh. Which way?
Right.
This one.
You do... It's duh. Let's see if we can find a picture of a duh. We can't. Duh.
That way.
D, yes. That's it. Remember. B is the area here.
No, it's broken purred.
Yeah, well, that only says purred. And then with E. Purdy. I, E.
Oh, alright. Purred.
Oh, just purred, right. Mom and purred.
Look, it's grumpy. Got very small face.
Oh, yeah. She has a small face, but I think she is a bit larger than Purdy, actually. Aren't you?
That's actually my eye.
Pardon?
That looks like me now.
It actually looks a bit like a skeleton, does. Yes, it's very good though. It looks like a ghost. Do you remember Halloween parties, those
masks? Yeah, ghosts!
Is that what it looks like? I think you've put mon instead of mom. You've put mer or no, it's mer or mer.
Hello.
Mom and purred and skeleton, which is you.
I'm going to put mum as an idiot, yeah.
Oh, no, that's not nice.
It's like a skeleton. It maybe doesn't when I put something chin torch. That looks like three-eyed Thomas.
Three-eyed Thomas, yes. You think when you're drawing, you're putting the nose a little bit higher.
That looks like Sweetie with sticking up hair.
The Sweetie with sticking up hair.
You're a little sweetie, aren't you?
Mine is a sweetie. I can have one! Here we go. Be quiet if you give me one. No, I'm not giving you a sweetie, Thomas. Okay, there's a lot of noise out here. It's at Liam's house. They're doing something with those. Well, no, it's not. They're doing something with those trees, you know, that they're putting at the front.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the... Some of them have died. I think they're cutting some of them down.
That's always typical whenever we set this thing going.
There's noise.
There's always noise of some sort, isn't there?
Usually a lawnmower.
Well, it sounds like a lawnmower, but it isn't. It's, you don't usually cut your grass after sort of autumn.
It's always full of fallen leaves and you have to sweep it, but then usually it's about March time when you start cutting the grass again, and then it grows really quickly, especially in the summer when it's very warm and you have to do it once, sometimes twice a week. But
Thomas, could I take off?
Mum? Yes?
That should be Dad. Very big.
Oh, how do you spell Dad?
No, I'm not rubbing that out on any
book. No, I'm just saying Dad.
D-A-D.
Very good.
No, here's
big. I think Liam's daddy planted those trees last summer.
His big-headed Dad.
Daddy's not big-headed.
Yeah, he is.
Well, he's got a larger head than you, but big-headed means something else. Big-headed means not very nice.
Big, bossy boots.
That's me.
No, it's not your snuggy boots.
Snuggy boots? Now, Liam's daddy got those trees in the summer thinking that they would grow nice and tall around the side of the house, and then they're going to put a conservatory there, which he wants it a bit private before he builds it. Well, a lot of them have just died, so it looks like they're taking some...
That looks like a deer.
Some of them down.
Sorry?
That looks like a deer.
Well, it looks... tell you what it is, you've drawn the most beautiful eye. With gorgeous eyelashes. But you've got beautiful eyes and beautiful eyelashes and you're not a girl.
Let's kiss the bride.
You're going to kiss me now. So Daddy's only got one... Daddy's only got one eye, has he, according to your picture?
Yes.
It could be his side view. Because if I stand sideways, you can only see this eye, can't you? Aye, aye.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Keeping an eye on you there, Thomas.
Aye, aye, Captain. Finish, Mum.
That's beautiful.
I'm going to do another gorgeous eye.
Now, how come he's got one eye with beautiful eyelashes and you've drawn the other eye?
Should I draw our other eye?
Yes, I think so.
Eye?
Yeah, there he is.
Ears, but it appears. Which way is the that way?
Well, you've just done a duh for Purdy's name, haven't you? Duh. Because it's a person's name, you could actually have done a capital D.
What?
What's a capital D? Capital D.
I just want to do that.
Would you like me to show you?
No, thanks.
No? What's about a capital F? Or a capital M?
No.
No?
She'll be playing that book when you get it, no.
Well, it can be fun.
Beep, beep. Bang.
Well, I think that's a beautiful drawing. Shall I write about our family or not?
Yes.
What
see where the best place is. Your head is quite fat.
Thomas, you're not being very nice.
No, but it is on the picture.
Oh, on the picture, yes, actually, I've got the biggest head of the lot of you. Big head mummy.
Big headed
mummy. Big headed mummy. You're quite right, big headed mummy. Our family. I think we ought to have that printed and made into a Christmas card. Right, Steve's coming now, so I'll just have to break on the tape. I think he's about to ring the doorbell. Oh, ring it up. Right, I'm going to have a go at that fire engine jigsaw now.
I'm still playing.
Well, that's fine. I'm just getting to sit with you. I seem to think the last time we did this, though, it actually was green, didn't it? Do you remember? Thomas, what's this? Just to ask you what it's off, I know that.
Well, I was about to say, what's this off? But has it got something to do with that racing car track?
Yes. What? I put it in there so you didn't put it in the bin.
No, well, it's, I found another one. And when I picked it up, I knew I'd seen it before and I couldn't think what it was. But I've remembered now. Gosh, that's so noisy, isn't it? I can't even see where the men are.
What?
The truck's out here, isn't it? Just wondering whether we ought to stop for a while. Yes, Lynn? Sounds as if it's on our roof.
Mummy?
What, then?
I think they're round the back.
Well, they can't be around the back because Liam's house is over there. Look, the equipment's on the front. Can you see it? If you look out the window, you can see the white van.
I can see the white van.
But I just don't know. Right, and there are some trees around the back of their house, but the back of their house shouldn't affect noise here, should it? I don't know. Right, I'm going to have a little go at this. Ow.
If we careful, because there's the Tesco that where the fire engine box.
Well, I was just thinking.
And there's Tesco and Tesco tanker fire.
Well, I was just thinking perhaps we need to get this fire engine built quickly if you've got petrol in that tanker.
In case it goes on fire.
Yes. Do you think there's room to do it here or not?
Yeah, I don't think so.
You need to try and help me find a bit of
no, fire engine. Then my truck won't get through.
Well, shall I do it through there then?
Yes. It's better. Right. Do the jigsaw about.
Well, it might be a bit quieter actually if we go through there, mightn't it?
Yeah, shall I get all the trucks? Can I just supervise it to see?
Supervise it?
I don't. Like, the boss needs to see where there's a station. Well then. Ah, good.
I'm worried more about the noise than the size of the jigsaw. Not being able to do it here.
Mm-hmm. We've got space so all the trucks are coming out.
Speed! Oh, are they stuck at the traffic lights as well?
No, they're not stuck at the traffic lights. This Tesco tanker crashed into the back.
Oh, never.
Beep!
Well, which one's beeping?
That, the blue one, because he's saying, oh, get out of me. I want a word with you. Then he'll find the police.
Well, I would imagine if two petrol tankers are crashed, not tankers, lorries, and one's a tanker, the police would have to come, wouldn't they?
Me?
Because what would happen if the petrol spilled all over the road?
Mum? Yeah. Why is the police car got an orange light and the fire engine's got a blue light?
I'm not sure. Because a normal police car would have a red light. Blue light, wouldn't it? I don't know, darling.
Maybe it should be red and the other side should be blue.
How many wheels can you see on this jigsaw fire engine, Thomas?
Four. Fire engine big wheels.
I'm just wondering which bit I'm doing now. Which part of the jigsaw do you think I'm doing?
I think you're doing the back.
Do you? I can see a wheel. It must be the front wheel. Yes.
If you do it more, that's a problem.
Why?
You know those little screws?
Which little screws?
Those.
Yeah, that hold wheels on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's come out.
Has it? Just now?
I don't know, it's come out.
Has it? See, the wheel's going to drop off.
I don't know.
Beep!
Mummy, they're not crashed this time, but they're beeping. I don't know what, but they're just beeping.
Beep! Beep! Beep!
beep, beep, beep.
Don't crash any more, please, because this isn't ready yet. This fire engine can't come rushing when it's not built.
Yeah, it can.
What on earth? Do you know what it is?
What?
I might have a window open upstairs.
Yeah, in my bedroom.
I've forgotten that. That's probably why it's so noisy. I couldn't work out why.
In my bedroom, the window's open.
Is it? Right, just a minute.
Beep, beep. I can only hear a little.
A little bit.
So you're staying here now. It's only a teeny bit noisy.
Okay.
It's okay, Mum, now. So come down.
What
is it? It's okay now, so come down.
Upstairs.
Yes, you can only hear a teeny bit.
Oh, good.
That's okay. You can't hear much. Mummy, it's okay now. It's all gone.
Well,
guess
what I've seen when I'm shooting the window upstairs?
Felix.
Oh, no, I didn't see Felix. I'm
right, the front, Mummy.
Pardon?
It's the front, because look, it's the doors.
Oh, very good, the jigsaw.
Mummy.
The window cleaners are coming round as well, when I was standing on your bed closing the window.
Can I help you a little?
Yes, please. I saw the window cleaners.
Ooh.
And now there's a big white van.
Yes. Let me check, it's not mine, is it?
No, it's not your white van, then.
It'd be funny if it was. I'd go chasing after it.
Well, if your van suddenly took to the road, I would find that quite funny. Well, that's little man's head, isn't it, that you're holding?
That's...
He's got to sit... Well, should we find another head as well and see if we
can... Ah, thank you. That's
I thought
a
that
pair.
Was, well, I thought that was somebody's head. That's very strange. You should go for that. Right.
But it won't fit up. I'll go for it. Look for it.
There's the bit of the wheel.
Hello.
He looks like, what's the man in Farm and Son called?
A brown boy.
Yes.
Trevor Evans.
Trevor Evans.
Bryden's moment.
Thomas. How is that?
Good.
Now we've got to find red bits here. I think that very good. That's it. Wonderful. Hit. Clever boy. That's great, Thomas. That's really good.
Where's the Nina bit?
Nina, Nina.
They put the fire on.
Nina, Nina.
Put that fire on. Are you ready? Yes, the ladders. There's a fire. Quick. There's a fire.
What's that
there's
song?
There's a fire. There's a fire in the fire. There's a fire, there's a fire, there's a fire, there's a fire, there's a fire.
No, that way. Put there.
No,
it doesn't actually, no. Well, let's look on the picture on the jigsaw box.
She'll go where the red bits are.
This is a fire engine video you've got, isn't it?
Fire engine, the fire engine.
Everyone looks. The fire engine. Everyone looks at the
fire engine.
Fire engine. You know the words better than I do. And something in equipment clean and bright, what is it?
Breathing apparatus.
What is it? Breathing apparatus. fire engine, the fire engine.
Everyone look at the purdy engine.
The purdy engine, the purdy engine. Everyone there looks at the purdy engine. Oh, well done. Purdy engine.
Funny if it was called a purdy engine.
Do you know what the purdy engine will be really good at? What? Putting out, getting cats down from trees.
You'll get stuck to.
Anybody listening to us won't know what we're talking about. You've got a fire engine video and it's full of songs, isn't it? Oh, that was very nearly. I thought that was going to be. No, is it? It's one like that. It's a piece like that you need, isn't it?
Same sort of colours.
Do you remember the Tweenies have a song?
Oh yeah, the little fire engine.
Yes, well guess what? When I was at work the other day, in fact I might have it upstairs, I'll go and have a look. There was a book and it had found the piece. It had the words to that song in. And I copied it.
You just have that.
No, it's very good. This is the thing with jigsaws, they all look
the same.
The same. But there's only one that actually fits, isn't there?
Can I just have the light?
Put
Yay!
Put the light on. Very good, Thomas.
And move the table.
Very good. Do you think that fits down there?
I think it does.
And who's right?
Was it right?
Yes.
Very good, great.
I'm trying to fix some more pieces.
Well, I'm just looking for the words to that song.
Not that. This might be, might not be, and it's not.
Oh, here it is. It's five little firemen.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember the tune, but it's five little firemen standing in a row. One, two, three, four, five, they go. Hop on the engine with a shout. Quicker than a wink, the fire is out.
That's quicker than a wink, I found something to match.
Good. Five little firemen standing in a row. One, two, three, four.
No, two. One, two.
Up on the engine with a shout.
Oh, that's silly. One, two.
The fire is out. Oh, we'll sing the two firemen verse then.
Yeah.
Two little firemen standing in a row. One, two, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. They go. Hop on the engine with the shout. Quicker than
with
a wink.
Shout.
The fire is out. Quicker than a wink.
Yeah, quicker than a wink.
And at the end it's no little firemen standing in a row. Whoosh, 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 whoosh. They go.
Nail on the engine, come on, boom. She is a boom, my love, my mum.
I love you as well.
Do you?
I do.
I'm noisy boy and you thought no one loved me.
Are you a noisy boy and you thought no one loved you? Oh, a poor little noisy boy, you thought no one loved it.
One little boy that was sad, he hated time.
No, you don't say that.
No, do.
Be silly. Look, I'm very happy because I've just got a piece in there.
And I'm just going to think if I'm going to be right for this one.
I seem to think this jigsaw has one piece more than it needs as well. Yeah. Remember the last time we did it, we had two pieces the same. So I bet one poor little boy or girl has got a jigsaw at home. One piece is missing, do you think? Oh, look at this. That must be very important for you, I think, that piece.
I need to move some stuff. Get out of the way. Hey, you! What do you think you're doing? Trying to make a jigsaw?
Now, I think that must belong somewhere up there as well.
I'm going to kick this off because.
Well, just move it down a bit. It's a road, it'll wheel along, won't it? Now, on the picture, look.
I nearly finished on my bit because look, Mum. Oh, look what I've done.
Ah, and look what I've done.
Did it say, Dad?
Did it say?
I think I'm putting the piece in right. I think. No, I'm not. Chinese poor boy.
Now, we're making the word now. Look at the top of the picture. It says fire and rescue, and there's the footy. So I think these words will go around here somewhere, don't you?
I'm busy doing... Mummy?
Yes?
All that's my part. All the front's my part.
Right.
I should do that. My part.
I think that's up there, actually. They're up here somewhere. So now we've got to fit the rest of the words. We've got some fire and... rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Fire and rescue. Oh, that's the bit that's the same. Look. Somebody's jigsaw might not say fire and rescue like ours does.
Might say fire and.
Fire and. Do you think we do other jigsaws like this, Thomas?
Might do a bus.
Diggers or. Do we do buses? We saw one in a shop, didn't we? A while ago. Do you not remember? That's a bit near you, I think.
I don't think you're right. Oh, yeah, you are right.
Am I?
Excuse me.
Oh, well done. Well done. And there's a bit, look. Ah, oh, these bits both look like they belong to you somewhere.
Thank
you. Got a light blue on them.
Ah, that's
really. I'm just hoping this one a moment. Oh, Thomas, you're getting good at this.
Kind of scary, can I have a little lighter?
We've nearly finished this.
Where are you? I don't.
That's it. Exactly right. Well done.
I need some milk, so I'm getting very fat.
I don't think you're getting very fat, it's just this is a... It says on the box, it's a giant fire engine floor puzzle. I think that goes there, actually. What do you think? And what about that there? No, it doesn't, does it? Should we try? Is there... Ah, up there. See, is there another little bit of light blue? And there is, isn't there? If I put that there, then I think your bit will fit on.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right. Are you? Yeah, you think you are.
Right, nice.
I know now.
Three bits to fit on.
Right. I think you're wrong.
No, because I've done one, you've done two, and there's three. The last piece. Well, you've done very well with that, Thomas. Look at that!
So roll over so it's...
Can you do what, sorry?
Roll over, look.
Roll over, yes, it's stuck in a bit, isn't it? Oh, roll over it like a steamroller flattening it out. So that says fire and rescue.
Fire and my...
So now, if anything happens to the Tesco tanker or Tesco lorry...
We just push it.
Then we can go, Nina, Nina, to put the fire out.
Well done. You sang the whole song.
No, I only sang a little bit of it. Oh, that man's got a big... Oh, I say, look at this machine this man's got there. It's like a blower, isn't it?
Where?
Oh, Thomas, you've got the lock on.
I don't know. That must be all the wind.
It's a leaf blower, that, isn't it?
I need that to blow your skirt up.
No, I don't think I want my skirt blowing up very much indeed.
Even in a man where lots of men are.
No, especially not where lots of men are.
Then they'll see you private.
I like his, Thomas. I like that garden's van, actually. Look, the side flips down. He's got all his dustbins and things. Do you think that's where he's going to put all pieces of sawn off wood? Do you know what a sawn tree's called when it's chopped up? The bits...
Bark.
Well, bark. Bark's on the outside of the trunk. But if the branch is cut up into little pieces... You and Nana have one that you carry around.
Bark.
A log. That's right. You and Nana have a piece of log, don't you, that says Thomas on one end and Nana on the other. We've got to find it.
Yes.
Let's have a play with that now.
I'll be sat with Nana because I found that log.
No, I think I put it somewhere, Thomas. I think when we're tidying up the
house.
What? You've got your hand now in a puppet, a duck puppet, haven't you? And he's singing.
What? Oh, yeah.
I think he's singing, Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
Oh,
with a quack here. Well, this looks a very busy floor now. We've got a huge fire engine. Thank you. We've got a motorway with all these vehicles. An early learning centre truck, a Tesco tanker and a Tesco lorry. And a duck that's singing. A singing duck. A big singing duck.
Like Mr. Bilby.
I think I'm sneezing because it's quite a fluffy duck, isn't it? Right, Thomas, we were talking before about an apple. Would you like to, if you're very, very careful, cut this apple up?
Why?
I just thought you could.
Why, of course I would. Right,
just the equipment. They've already been washed. If they're in the fruit bowl.
See?
I think so. If they've been in the fruit bowl, then they've been washed. What did you say? Red and ripe?
I'll get a knife.
No, because you need a sharp knife to cut an apple.
Is my knife not sharp as that?
No, you can't play with sharp knives.
Oh, why?
Right, now, this is a whole apple.
Yes.
If we cut it in two, we cut it
What's
in...
What's I'm doing?
Well, you do it with me.
Oh,
but no, you mustn't...
Do.
No, you've got no, to...
No, let me do it on my own.
We've got to
You
help.
Watch me. Right. Tell me if I need to stop. No, don't hold it.
No, you won't be able to do it on your own, Thomas. And you've got to be careful not to cut the table at the bottom.
You said that.
Right, we've cut it into
half.
Into half. And then each half we cut again into half. And that makes four quarters. It's a bit tough going through the core, isn't it? And the last one. Right, so how many quarters have you got now?
Where shall I put the seeds?
How many quarters have you got?
Oh.
Four quarters.
I went to two and said four.
Two quarters
just
make
like
it
that.
Half. Yes, you can have it, darling, yes. I've got to take the pips out, though, because...
It's a pip.
No. It's a bit tricky for you. Now, you never have sharp knives on your own, Thomas. That's dangerous, isn't it? There you are. How's that? Is it nice and juicy?
No.
No?
No, take one.
It looks beautiful.
You have that one.
I think it looks lovely. Nice and crisp and juicy.
Yes.
Mmm. Oh, it is nice. Do you not like it?
I love it.
You love it? Mmm. I like it.
I just wanted you to taste some.
Well, I've only had a bite, so if you want to finish it off, you can. Very nice. Right, Tom, would you like some pasta salad or some pita bread? Or some crusty bread.
Crusty bread.
Would you like some pasta salad with that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Would you want to come to the table then, darling?
And a chocolate sandwich.
No, you're not having a chocolate sandwich.
A chocolate spread.
No, definitely not. Definitely not, Thomas, I'm afraid.
What about chocolate spread?
No. Did he say pita bread or crusty bread, Thomas? Crusty bread.
Did you get that?
Sorry?
Crusty bread!
Shh, Thomas.
Not
crusty bread.
What did you
shout, crusty bread?
Not crusty bread. I want crusty bread, please.
Right, would you like to come to the table, please? It's ready.
Yeah, well, come here, Mum.
And you can have your apple as well at the same time.
Mummy.
There you are, darling.
When I say please,
yes,
you put your head back and say, please. And I say please, and then we put your head back.
Please. Why are we doing that?
Because story makers, they did that.
Oh, did they?
Oh, I'm not eating those pips.
Shh. No, you're not.
Your pips.
Right, sit down, please.
Look at the chair's loose.
It is actually quite crusty, this. I mean, very crusty bread. So, watch your teeth on this, Thomas.
I think I need to wash my hands.
Do you? Okay. Yes, wash your hands and that's fine. No. Would you like a piece of cheese with that?
No, thank you. I'm just going to wash my hands because oil tank.
Oh, of course. Well, of course, if you've been playing with an oil tank. It's a good job it's not got real oil in this, isn't it?
And then we will need a fire brigade.
Certainly would.
Oh, Mum, we need a fire brigade. Let's set the house on fire.
That's a damn place, Thomas.
The chair's loose. Look.
I know. Why is it loose? Did somebody have to move it yesterday? Come on, please.
No, they didn't. Well, they must have fell off. Sneaky.
Well, somebody's moved it, haven't they? Because it wasn't like that yesterday.
I did.
You did? There you are. I'll pop your apple there.
Okay.
And get rid of these pippity pips. Did you say yes to a piece of cheese, Thomas? I can't remember.
No,
thank you.
He said, I'm a banded from cheese.
Banded from cheese. Well, I think you ought to lay off cheese and chocolates a little bit because you're getting these headaches, aren't you?
I'm not getting headaches. I'm getting ninnites.
Ninnites? Because you're sick of nin-nin?
No! Oh, yeah.
Oh,
sick of mum.
Oh.
Rubbing my back.
You're not sick of mummy rubbing your back. Oh, no, she's sick of me rubbing your back. You're just...
Thank you. And scratch.
Scratchy watchy. Scratchy watchy. It's like incy wincy spider on your back. Incy wincy spider. Would you like another drink of apple juice, Thomas?
No, thanks.
Are you sure? A drink of ordinary juice?
Sure.
Or strawberry juice?
Nothing.
Nothing? Water?
I've got a beard.
No, you haven't got a beard. Would you like
another beard?
Thomas, water.
No.
Well, you need a drink if you're eating that bread.
I don't. Not crusty.
Is it not too crusty?
I can't even bite into it.
Give me to microwave it for a second to soften it up. It was fresh yesterday, but it just goes hard quickly. It's wrapped up as well.
I'm breaking my teeth.
Yeah.
Can I only get those crust?
Well, let me. That's it. Tear it. Tear it. Oh, that was the pitter bread popping out of the toaster. Made a noise, didn't it? If you prefer a piece of pitter, Thomas.
Yeah.
Well, not a piece of pitter, a pitter bread. They're only very small ones.
I don't mind.
Guess where they're from?
Tesco.
Yes, so did you deliver them in your truck?
Which Tesco? The one under my workbench.
Pardon? yes, that one. Yes, yep. The depot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went to that one first. Saw a woman looking at you.
You saw a woman looking at me? What woman?
A woman.
An old woman? Where?
Just the 10 Tesco.
Oh, the 10 Tesco, oh, yes. It's very possible.
You little bug! No, you don't.
There you are. This has just come out of the toaster, so it's fairly warm. It's not too hot.
Thank you, Mum.
Okay, how's that?
Thank you, darling. Thank you, darling. I love you. Uh-huh.
And I'm having tiramisu latte and pita bread and pasta salad.
I knew you'd say that.
Can you say it?
Tiramisu
latte. Well, it tried saying it without a mouthful of pita bread. Tiramisu latte. And that's the end of the cucumber. Oh, try saying that.
Cucumber.
Well done.
Cucumber. You can't say no.
No, I can. I was just being silly. Cucumber.
I'm going to say tiramisu latte.
Tiramisu latte.
Tiramisu latte! Tiramisu latte!
No, tiramisu.
I thought I saw something.
Oh gosh, the tape. Tiramisu latte.
I thought I saw Felix jumping up.
No, it's the tape. I'd forgotten we were taping. Tiramisu latte.
No!
I should turn that off.
William and Water.
Thomas.
William and Water.
No, something really. Oh gosh, something else fell off then.
That's Thomas Power.
Tiramisu latte, I can't say it then.
Thomas the Larter. Thomas the Larter. Taramus the Larter.
Thomas the Larter.
No, Taramus the Larter.
Taramus the Larter.
Thomas is a tomato.
Thomas is a water.
Yes, he is. Whatever a water is, that's a machine.